Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. Is this Handy Mac Services?
Yeah, it sure is. I noticed you guys have been calling me quite a bit lately, but not leaving any messages or anything. I am a very small little business. I do tables and benches. I do have a website. I just don't think that I am in the market for affording, you know, $300-$400 a month for some SEO, and when I really just want to be very, very regional, very kind of within 50-mile range of where I live. And I know you guys offer services and things, but I just don't think at this time it's a good fit.
Got it. Now, but you can take more work, right? New customers at this moment?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I could take new customers. A lot of my stuff is custom work, and people, you know, they have to see what I do, and then a lot of times they have to, you know, feel it and touch it. And I don't really have a retail store or anything.
Yes.
I pretty much run my business out of my garage. But I do have the website, and I do put things on there for sale from time to time. And my daughter-in-law is helping me with that.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, it's true. I don't have the kind of keywords and, you know, search engine optimization that I could have. But I'm also, as I mentioned, just me, you know, I'm small, I'm not selling a lot. Yes, I could do more, but at what cost? That is kind of my,
you mentioned between 300 and 400. If we could make Google more affordable, you know, than that, is this something that you would be interested in about getting your business on the front page of Google? Because we don't charge per customer, which means that no matter how many customers you get per month, you pay only one flat rate that doesn't change, you know, no matter how many customers. So if we can give you a, you know, a quote and improve the price and make it affordable, will you take advantage of that?
My issue is, if I'm on Google, I'm going to be seen by millions of people. How can you narrow down the target market for me based on my availability to service them?
Yes, that's a good question. What we do is that we optimize your business on the specific areas where you would like to work, let's say Colfax or around. And if someone on those areas types on Google one of the keywords related to one of your services, we'll make sure your company pops up on the front page, and the customers will call you directly, so you will interact directly with them without any middleman. You can agree with them when to do the work, or, you know, if you cannot do it, you can tell them right at that moment, if you're booked out at that moment. So you have the control. And the best part is that we don't charge per customer. And this is an exclusive listing because we only work with one company per area, per category, so there's not competition.
How do I choose the area? Do I choose zip codes or area codes, or how does that work?
Yes. Well, about those specific questions, I'm sure my pricing director, you know, can answer them. But, yes, you will be able to select, you know, the areas that you would like to focus. Because, you know, some people, they don't want to travel that far because, you know, gas is also expensive. And it depends also how much they pay, if it's worth, you know, the work. By the way, for how many years have you been doing this business?
Well, really, it started in 2019. But, of course, then we got hit with COVID and all that crap. So I just kind of, you know, kept real small. I do some handyman work. The tables themselves now, I really started doing that late 2021, where I rented I have a garage on a piece of property in Colfax, and I do the work there, and then I have a couple of mill contacts. It's taken me a while to establish the connections that I have, but and now I'm just doing home shows. I did the Auburn home show, and now I'm doing the Placer Fair this weekend. And really, that's the only type of advertising that I've been doing right now. And then,
yes.
You know, I mean, I'm intrigued by what it, I know what it is. I had a,
yes.
I had a cabinet shop that we paid, you know, SEO, and we had website and all this. Is my website?
So you have already a website? I mean, is that by any chance myhandymac.com by any chance?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. So it's still working, the website, right? You have it on.
Yeah. No, it's online. I went through GoDaddy for the stuff, and
nice.
I paid whatever I paid. Anyway, there.
You do only residential, or are you covering as well commercial?
I could do commercial work, but not. You know, mostly what I do is memorial benches and tables. I also have a trailer hauling service, which I'm thinking I'm just going to take that off of the website and make it specific for my tables. And I'm taking on a new line of petrified wood. So I think I'm going to just do the benches and the petrified wood on the website, because that is more related to each other. The trailer hauling, that's just something separate I sort of do on the side.
What's your first name? I didn't get it, and nice to meet you. My name is Hans.
Yeah, Hans. So I call myself Mac for Handy Mac.
Perfect.
Yeah, my real name, the name that my mother gave me, is Jeff. Jeff McLean. I go by Mac. There's just a lot of Jeffs in the world, and I decided I would go by my nickname. I ride a motorcycle, and I'm in a club. Me Mac, so that's kind of my nickname.
Got it. And by the way, if we actually get your business on the front page of Google and we give you a package according to your business needs, and we make Google affordable, you know, less than what you mentioned, is this something that you would take advantage today? Because we're filling this position today, and we can give you price.
Yeah. I would like to say yes. I'm just about ready to jump on my motorcycle and go right back down to the fair. The fair starts this afternoon at 3, and I need to be there and put up all my signs and everything. I am not quite ready to jump on the bandwagon at this point. You guys call me almost every day, so I know that anytime I decide to do this, there'll be an opening. And there's nobody else like me around here, so I don't think going to be subject to being replaced by anyone.
Yes. Jeff, I was checking here, you know, the callbacks. It seems that you have received calls, but it's been from other companies. The last time that we contacted you was on March, you know, of this year. However, would you like to listen to the details? Because this is an exclusive listening. It would be great if you hear it, and that way you can take it from there. Fair enough, right?
Well, I have on my phone, I have a history of the calls, and I have you listed as local SEO, and there have been, so there was a call, the last one I got, well, let me just go back to the last one, was on Monday at 3:27. From 916-432-3915. That one came in. That was Monday.
Oh.
I didn't answer. So are there more than one person trying to contact me to sell me this thing? Is that the deal?
Got it. Yes, probably. Yes, I'm unable to see it. By the way, Jeff, and would you like me to give you the details and pricing so it will make more sense, you know, when you hear the details and the price? Because believe me, I'm sure we can make it more affordable for you and grow your business.
Yeah, how long will it take to listen?
By any chance, like 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to sit here for another 10 minutes. So,
perfect.
Sure, you can...
So allow me to pull out the details and give you the pricing, and if it makes sense what you will hear, I'm sure you will be able to take it from there. So I have my pricing director, Gail. She's right here on the line, and she will give you the details right now. Just one second.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gail.
Thank you, Hans. Hey, Mac. How are you?